Hello, this is Anviti and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, September 20th. Coming up in today's episode, 5 Odisha cops suspended for alleged custodial abuse of a woman. Political blame game over Tirumala Laddu's having animal fat allegation intensifies as temple official levies fresh allegations. Supreme Court pulls up CBI over hostile court insinuation for Bengal, and Israel bombs Lebanon days after pager blast. First up, 5 police officers, including an inspector, allegedly assaulted an army officer's woman friend while she was in custody. The woman who made these allegations was arrested last week on charges of assaulting cops and vandalizing police property and was released on bail on Wednesday. After this, she alleged that she was sexually harassed and her partner illegally jailed while trying to file a complaint at police station near Odisha's Bhubaneswar. 5 cops, including an inspector rank officer, have now been suspended pending a disciplinary procedure for gross misconduct, Odisha Police Headquarters said hours after the alleged incident. The woman said she was trying to file a police complaint at the Bharatpur police station after she and her friend allegedly fought off a group of men who had attacked them in public late Sunday night. She said when they were going home after closing her restaurant at 1 a.m, that is when the incident happened. She adds, however, when we reached the police station, only one woman constable was there in a civil dress and she refused to help us, the army officer's friend told the reporters. According to the woman, after the constable began verbally abusing her, a few more cops, male officers, arrived on the scene and asked her partner for a written statement. The male policeman then allegedly threw the army officer into a jail cell. The woman alleges two female officers beat her, while a male officer kicked her on her breast. She also claimed furthermore injuries. The woman received treatment for injuries at the state-run All India Medical Institute in the city. Video shared online showed her neck in a brace and with her right arm in a sling, indicating a fracture, crying and talking to reporters. Meanwhile, the National Commission of Women has taken suo motu cognizance of this incident and demanded a report from the police, saying that urgent disciplinary action is expected. Odisha Police Crime Branch has been ordered to investigate the case. However, the police have said that the woman and her friend, who is attached to the 22 Sikh Regiment in Kolkata, attacked the on-duty officer while they were allegedly drunk and then vandalized computers and furniture inside the police station. She was arrested and granted bail by the Odisha High Court after this incident. Local media have said that a liquor bottle was found inside the car of the army officer. And next, the alleged adulteration of Tirumala temple laddus with animal fat has turned into a full-blown political blame game. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has asked Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu for a detailed report on allegations there was animal fat in ghee used to make the Tirupati laddus. The laddus are prasadam to the deity at the temple and offered to crores of devotees who visit every year. Mr. Naidu's Telugu Desam Party this week cited a July report from a government-run lab in Gujarat and said that the samples of ghee used when his rival YSR Congress Party boss Jagan Mohan Reddy was in power contained traces of beef tallow, fish oil, pig fat or lard. Chandrababu Naidu and his deputy Janasena Party leader Pawan Kalyan ripped into the YSRCP accusing Jagan Mohan Reddy of desecrating the temple and the Sanatan Dharma. Meanwhile, the YSRCP and a former temple chief have claimed that the report is fake. The board of the Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam or TDD, the government trust that manages Tirumala Venkateshwar Temple and others in the state, has formed a 4-member committee to submit a report about quality standards in preparing the food item. It is important to note that the TTD board itself had asked for the lab report, citing multiple complaints from public about the quality of the laddus in recent weeks and months. In a press conference today, TTD officer Shamala Rao claimed that report notes a significant amount of adulteration and a serious probe has been launched. He also made multiple allegations against the former government, including an alleged blacklisting of former suppliers. Food Minister Prahlad Joshi, meanwhile, has called for a thorough inquiry, claiming that whatever the chief minister has said is a matter of serious concern. And his deputy, Pawan Kalyan, has requested for a Sanatan Dharma Rakshana Committee or board to be formed across the country that will take care of allegations related to desecration or any mismanagement of temples across India. Rajya Sabha MP UV Subba Reddy, who was chairperson of the TTD for 4 years, said it was unimaginable to say animal fat was used in consecrated food offered daily to the deity and in laddus given to devotees. MP Reddy then blasted the current chief minister for the heinous claim. Mr. Reddy also declared that it was Chandrababu Naidu, in fact, who had damaged the sanctity of the temple and affected crores of devotees by making such outrageous comments. Another senior party leader, Karunakar Reddy, who served 2 terms as TDD chairperson, said the TDP government's claims amounted to a political vendetta against Jagan Mohan Reddy. Breaking from breaking news, humans have a new blood type. Thousands of lives could be saved around the world after NHS scientists in Britain discovered a new blood group system, solving a 50-year-old mystery, according to BBC. The research team led by NHS blood and transplant scientists in South Gloucestershire and supported by the University of Bristol found a blood group they have named MAL or M-A-L. They identified the genetic background of the previously unknown ANWJ blood group antigen, which was discovered in 1972 but unknown until now after this world-first test was developed. Senior research scientist at NHS Louis Tilley said the discovery means better care to rare patients can be offered. Ms. Tilley, who has worked on the project for 20 years, told BBC, "It is quite difficult to put a number on how many people will benefit from the test. However, the NHSBT is the last resort for about 400 patients across the world each year." Now, back to news. The Supreme Court pulled up the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, over their plea which implied there was a hostile environment across all courts in Bengal. The plea asked for cases related to violence after the 2021 Bengal election should be heard outside the state. The CBI had filed the petition in December to transfer these cases, citing a concern over the possible intimidation of witnesses. However, the language of that petition, which included references to a hostile environment prevailing in the courts in Bengal, irritated the top court. A bench of Justice Abhay S. Oka and Justice Pankaj Mittal took exception to the federal agency casting aspersions against what they said was the entire judiciary of Bengal. Quote, "You are talking as if there is a hostile environment in the whole of Bengal," the court told Additional Solicitor General S. V. Raju, who was appearing for CBI. Quote, "Mr. Raju, what kind of grounds are to take in this plea? How can you say this? How can you say a hostile atmosphere prevails in Bengal courts? Your officers may not like the judicial officials, but don't make such statements," unquote, the CBI was told today. The agency was warned of contempt of court proceedings, but after Mr. Raju apologized and acknowledged that the petition has been loosely drafted, the court allowed a withdrawal. A fresh petition will be filed now. The CBI has been mandated by the Calcutta High Court to investigate, with the help of a special police team, heinous crimes of rape and murder and other complaints of violence after the results of 2021 election were declared. The assembly poll saw Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress retain power, despite a strong challenge from the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party, but the election period and after that were marred by shocking reports of violence across the state. Multiple videos and images of atrocities that each party claimed had been perpetrated by the other flooded social media. The High Court, in its direction, had criticized the state police for not filing complaints when presented with the possible major crimes, such as rape or murder, and sometimes displayed a, quote, predetermined mindset to take a case in a particular direction, unquote, apparently to favor the accused, who in many cases were identified as workers or supporters of the ruling party. And next, a day after Hezbollah chief warned Israel of retaliation, Israel has bombed Lebanon instead. Lebanese security forces described the strikes as the fiercest yet, as Israeli fighter jets targeted Hezbollah strongholds across the region. The IDF announced that over 100 rocket launchers primed for imminent attacks on Israel were destroyed. These launchers, scattered across Hezbollah's position in southern Lebanon, contained estimated 1,000 rocket barrels. In addition, several Hezbollah buildings and a weapons depot were also hit, allegedly. The airstrikes come just a day after Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed revenge for what he described as a series of unprecedented and deadly attacks in Lebanon, which has been alleged in media was against Hezbollah militants. However, the pagers that blasted across the country could have been in the hands of anyone, and it is not yet sure if all the pagers were in hands of militants or just regular citizens. Speaking in his first public address since the attacks, Nasrallah accused Israel of detonating communication devices and killing operatives across Lebanon. In this attack, a total of 37 people were killed and 3,000 people were injured while they were walking in supermarkets, going about their daily chores, or walking down the streets. Nasrallah described the attacks as a massacre and warned Israel of tough retribution and just punishment. The Hezbollah chief claimed that Israel would be struck both where it expects and where it does not. During his speech, Israeli fighter jets could be heard roaring over Beirut, breaking the sound barrier. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant warned that the country was entering a new phase in the war, indicating that the conflict, previously centered around Gaza, was now expanding to the northern border with Lebanon. Lebanon's Foreign Minister Abdallah Bou Habib condemned Israel's airstrikes, calling them a blatant assault on Lebanon's sovereignty and security. He warned that the escalation risked triggering a broader regional conflict. Iran's Revolutionary Guard vowed a crushing response to Israel's action. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.